Welcome to the first ever episode of Fun Town. I'm Todd McComas. I'm here with my friends and fellow comedians, Austin Real.
Hello.
And Jeff Oskey.
That's right, people.
This is really our second attempt. This is our second recording for the very first
second episode. First episode.
It is. So we got one under our belt, really. They don't know that, but
no.
And you don't want it. Hey, what happened? Something happens all the time.
Sometimes it just doesn't get there.
Sometimes a recording just shuts itself off.
No. The recording didn't even start because I am an idiot.
I was helping you out.
To start the recording, you have to, just for the record, Austin, you have to hit F12. To stop the recording, you hit the space bar.
Okay.
What I did last week when we took lots of hours out of our day to come and record, I hit space bar, and then we had an hour and a half conversation that was unrecorded.
It was fire, too.
Oh, it was fire. So good. And then what I did was, when we were leaving, I hit F12 and continued to record for the rest of the night, dead air.
Just silence.
Yes.
And we had a backup, because you were like,
we did.
I want to make sure I have a backup, so we were recording into a Zoom. There's probably, and I don't know how to use Zooms. Every time I've tried to record to a Zoom,
I think they're a little tricky.
There's got to be a million settings on there that affect the quality of the recording, I'm sure.
Right.
I've never had any luck with them myself, but I'm also not tech savvy.
Well, and I'll be honest, I spent exactly 0 seconds looking into how to use that Zoom properly.
Oh, yeah. My buddy Sam's like hacked one, kind of. I mean, he's really gotten deep into it, but it took him a couple weeks to figure out his Zoom.
I feel like it would. And it sounded, there was a hum, like we were performing underneath power lines, maybe, that were very close to our headphones.
Basically, what we're trying to say is that this podcast is not brought to you by Zoom. This is not a Zoom
podcast. How about this? On the 1 year, we'll release the original.
There you go.
We'll release the original with the shitty audio
and
noise.
We'll auction a Zoom.
We'll auction off
a Zoom. We're going to be big Zoom guys by then, I'm sure.
With the 1,200 effects I put on it to get rid of the Zoom that make us sound like we're weirdly broadcasting from a hole in the ground.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll put that out 1 year from now. It'll be the 1 year anniversary.
I wonder if it'll make any sense. No.
The good news is,
I don't think we talked about anything too.
No. We can only go up from here.
That's true.
Well, I can. I can only go up from here.
It's good to be here with you boys, though, man. I want to get something out of the way real quick because my booker told me one of these days on one of these podcasts, you should probably let people know where your shows are. This should come out Thursday, March 5th, which means I am currently, as you're listening to this, in Lexington, Kentucky, at Comedy Off Broadway. I'm there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 5th to the 7th. Go there. If you miss that show and you live in Kentucky or anywhere near Louisville, I'm there April 11th. And then the week after that in Des Moines, Iowa, April 17th through 18th at the Des Moines Funny Bone. We have a show, the three of us, coming up north of Chicago in, what I say, June?
June, I think.
In June. I'll have the exact date for everybody, but we need more of those shows to happen. So, yeah, you know what? We're not afraid to do it at your venue. You got a buddy that's got a venue that has good sound system, can seat, I don't know, at least 100 people? Yeah. Let us know. Three of us will do a show.
Yeah.
Father of one, Austin Real.
Okay.
You as a dad is blowing my mind, because I've known you for a very long time, and you were not a dad. And I feel like you were pretty judgy about people that were dads back then. Are you figuring some shit out?
To a certain degree. I'm not going to lie. I will completely admit to running my mouth very much so about people's parenting styles before having a kid. That's one of the perks of not having kids, I think, is you get to do that.
Yeah.
No, they don't really give a shit about anything. I mean, they're not really programmed for it. So
I would agree, especially... Yeah. Especially at one, you're talking about the kids.
The kids, yeah.
And at 1 year old, what the fuck they gonna say?
It's so weird though when you meet parents that have other.
If they want to eat, they'll do what you say.
When you meet parents that have like other parenting morals than you do, that's always a tense moment, you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of hard. I mean, I've had a couple guys ask me what sports he's going to be into and stuff already because he's won.
Like you could tell.
Really? What one lets him shit his pants while he's playing? I think that's going to be his first pick.
T-ball. T-ball. Yeah. I've shit my pants while playing T-ball.
And you're allowed to get a few more hits in, right, just, before anyone really does.
I just headed off to the portal and, you know.
Cleaned up.
Yeah, left those things next to it and went back out and finished the inning.
How many times have you guys shit your pants in public?
I shit my pants 3 weeks ago, and the worst part was I was just in the gas station. And I was walking back to my car, and I was like, oh, I got a fart. And then oh, no, I don't. And so I went back into the gas station, and unfortunately, so I get rid of my drawers, and I'm in the stall. Well, like four people come in. While I'm in the stall with my pants off, which is always awkward because you know they can tell you have your pants off underneath the stall. Like, what's this guy doing in here?
Well, so I didn't want to bunched up on the ground.
Yeah, I didn't want to walk out with my soiled drawers. I just stuffed them back under kind of the. So whoever is cleaning that toilet, I feel horrible for. But I left my drawers and just left.
I feel like my brain wouldn't even go to problem-solving mode. I feel like I'd just get in my car and drive home and sit in it.
Oh, no. No, I cleaned up as well as I could with the facilities I had. And then the funny part was I came home and somehow my kids brought up, like, have you ever? And I was like, yeah, like 3 hours ago. Like, just 3 hours ago.
How disappointed would you be when you bring that question up to your dad? He talks about it like it's a daily event. Oh, 3 hours ago. Yeah.
I shit my pants in uniform before. I worked way out in the country, midnight shift, in a town that the nearest town closed at like 11. Everything is shut down. Nowhere to go. Farm community, driving around, just looking. Is there some kind of car I can stop, you know, for something to do? Nothing. Have to shit, and I'm easily 30, 35 minutes from the jail. The only place really I have to go shit. And I'm driving as fast as I can, and literally crying. I mean, hurting so bad and cramping that I'm like crying. Had to stop my car twice because I couldn't see. I was cramping so bad. Finally, I get that moment of relief. You're like, you need a second wind. You're like, your bowels give you a little break.
Yep.
And I'm like, here we go. This is my moment. This is my window. And I'm driving.
Oh, my. Is that not such a good feeling you get that? Like, I would think we got another quarter left in this coach.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So I'm driving and I pull into the parking lot of the jail. And before I can get out of the car, too late. It just, my body's like, gave up.
Your sphincter gave in.
Right. And I'm like, oh my God. And I did what Jeff did. I was like, I am going home. I'm not going in here to this jail for anyone to see or smell what I did. I think that was a
great choice.
Yeah, because I got to work here for a very long time. So I just drove home and changed uniform, threw those fucking underwear away, put them in a bag, then went and threw them away in my house, drove them to a gas station. Threw them in a gas station trash can.
I wonder if it was your gas station. It was like
somebody's like, what the haunted hell is by going on?
Todd shit.
Double bag though, in like grocery sack bags.
So,
I won't even wash mine. Like if I crap my pants,
just throw them away.
They're getting tossed.
I wouldn't even know how to begin. What do you? I guess hose them off, right?
I guess.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know what you.
Well,
do.
I had cloth diapers for my kid, and you just. Throw them in the fucking washer.
If you shit your pants a lot, tweet at us. Let us know. proper procedure.
Best procedure. I just prefer to wear cheap underwear that can be easily replaced.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It's been decades, I think. I did pee my pants though, like completely soaked, because I just had to see the ending of Bill and Ted 2: Bogus Journey. So I hung up for that last 15 minutes. And pissed my pants. That was pretty embarrassing.
Wait, while you were sitting there, you pissed yourself?
I stood up because I didn't want to get it on the seat.
Well, at least you're a gentleman.
Yeah, I was a gentleman.
Now you're not only pissing in the theater, you're getting in someone else's way. Sit down. Yeah.
But we came out.
I'm pissing.
We came out and there was a lady from Paramount there like handing out Paramount shirts.
Uh-huh.
So they gave me like a giant double X shirt to wear so none of the other kids would see that I peed my pants. Nice.
Wait, was it during school?
No, it was like the summertime and I was with my mom. What kind of family did you grow up in, Jeff?
No, a normal one. I don't know. Two brothers, a mom, a dad. Worked really hard to send me to private school for 12 years.
You went to private school?
Well, Catholic.
Oh.
That's private.
That is private.
Which, oh, dude. So what's Catholic school like compared? Did you get to go to public school as well to compare?
I went to public school one day to go surprise my friend.
Was it just horrifying?
It was the day I was off. No, I was in the hall like a minute and a half at Triton, and all of a sudden I hear, Mr. Oske! And it was a teacher who had gotten fired from Rock Valley who now worked at the school I went and snuck into. So I made it like a minute and a half in public school, then I got tossed.
What was his perception of you at...
Oh, dude.
Were you a troublemaker there?
No, I was a big dork.
Okay.
Would you have gone to my high school?
Yes. Yeah, we would have went to high school together had I not gone.
Wait, where did you go?
Triton Central High School. So that would have been crazy. Yeah. Because you had only been like 2 years behind me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
So we would have, but I was terrified of going to like my eighth grade year. My parents were like, your grades suck. We're tired of spending this much money. You're going to Triton for high school. And I cried for months, like turned my grades around. Please don't send me to public school. I don't want to go to that horrible school.
Terrible moment when your parents want to pull out of the investment.
Should have went to Triton. I would have done way better. I honestly think, like, it's better to be the normal kid at the normal school than the poorest kid at the rich school. Like, that's the worst place you can be.
There are a lot of rich kids at that Catholic school.
I was the only kid, as far as I know, maybe one or two others, who, like, I bought my first car. Like, money that I had to go work. Like, everybody else just got their parents' hand-me-down Jaguar. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, the parent wanted a new car, so they got the old. And, like, my friends just had, like, Hondas, but, I mean, it was a free Honda.
Like, and probably new.
Yeah.
Newer.
I had, a 79 Cutlass that was rolling with little no brakes.
And I had a
real floaty, like a waterbed.
Very floaty. Yeah.
I had a Datsun B210. A lot of people don't even know what a Datsun is.
Oh, my God, that was my dad's car. Was it brown?
It was a tan, so yeah.
Yes, and it had the back flip-out windows.
Yes.
I used to call them the Dukes of Hazzard windows.
They popped them out, and they would go, and they like suction cup.
Did it have the little curve back to it?
It was kind of. It was like a slanted back.
Okay.
It would only go like 60 miles an hour. It was a four-speed, four-cylinder, and this thing was, it was my grandparents' car that they had forever, and then they finally upgraded to like a Volkswagen Golf. So I get this old car. I mean, rusted through the doors on each side. And when I would, if I shift hard enough, quick enough from third to fourth gear, it would shoot this ball of flames out the exhaust pipe. It was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, it was loud. Girls did not like it at all. One of the girls I just started dating I played tennis then. She came to my tennis match, and she thought that car was one of my friend's cars because he had a newer version of it. And she started just ragging on the car. She was like, look at Brad's car. What a piece of shit. I would just rather not have a car than have that car. And I was like, that's my car.
I want to break up.
Yeah, I don't want to go out anymore.
I had a Jeep Cherokee that I acquired very much in a similar fashion to what Jeff described earlier.
That was sort of your first car was a parent hand-me-down Jeep Cherokee?
Like, we're
so jealous.
That thing ran forever. That was a sweet car. People used to offer to buy it from me after they stopped making them. I drove it forever. But people would like ask me.
I'll
give you $4,000 for it right now.
Yeah, they were very popular when they stopped making them.
Yeah.
What color?
Green. Like forest green.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. I so want it. Like, that was like one of those, like, one day, that's going to be mine.
I'm going to have a Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still reaching for the stars, my friend.
Are you a big car guy?
No. Well, I'm big into what I can afford of anything. So right now I'm starting to get into tennis shoes because I can afford tennis shoes. Like, I would be a car guy if I could afford cars, but I can't.
Is that a Fast and Furious 8 hat?
It is a Fast and
Furious.
Okay.
So you get where the question is coming from.
just for the record. I forgot I was wearing this hat, A. B, I acquired this hat through my work. There was a big stack of hats. I didn't know where they came from. I was like, hey, whose hats are these? And they're like, they're free for anyone. I was like, cool. I'll take a fate hat. Like, whatever.
It says F8. Was a fate hat.
So
what kind of doomsday mentality is that? You know what? We all just have to accept our fate in life.
Hey, I like free shit. That's what it was. So, and it was a flat bill, big hat.
It looks great.
I didn't give a shit what it said on it, to be honest. It can say dick. I'd still wear it. Don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing this for like a year and a half, and just like 2 weeks ago, I'm walking through the hallway at work, and this guy comes up to me and goes, hey, man, did you hear the new Fast and Furious 9? They're coming out with the Fast and Furious 9. And I'm like, and in my head, I go, that's a weird fact to come up to me with.
What is up with all this Fast and Furious small talk I keep running into?
Do I look like a Fast and Furious guy? Not an hour later, another guy dips his head in and goes, hey, did you hear they announced new Fast and Furious? And I was like, oh, cool. Weird. Anyway, later on, I'm walking through the hallway and Jason comes up to me.
Oh my God.
And goes, hey, man, I don't know if you heard, but a new Fast and Furious is coming out. And I go, hey, why do I give a shit? Like, why is everyone telling me this? And he goes, well, I thought you liked him. And I go, why? And he goes, because of your hat. And I go, what about my hat? And he goes, that's a Fast and Furious 8 hat. And I go, I've been walking around for a year and a half with people looking at me going, man, that guy is a huge fan.
I thought I was representing the brand that said everything happens for a reason. Yes. That was my fake hat.
No, I recognize that as Fast and Furious 8 on first take. I was like, wow.
So I have been I've been wearing this out to bars, and people are like, man, that guy is a huge fan.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like that's such a dad move.
I had no idea.
I swear my dad didn't know Too Fast, Too Furious was a sequel to Fast and Furious. I had to connect them for him, and it was a five-minute pitch to get it there. But the Furious 8 hat, that really, that's incredible. I'm sure they worked fate into the advertising for that. I'm sure you weren't far off on that.
I have seen exactly 0 minutes of any Fast and Furious
movie. Oh, they're fun. They're fun. I mean, I get it. I mean, they're ridiculous, but they're fun.
You can turn your brain off, just enjoy some action and some fast cars.
And they're getting everybody to be in them, which gets me. Like, you want to be in Fast and Furious? Do you want $25 million? Okay.
Yep. I'm in. Yep.
Helen Mirren is in them. Yeah. That's insane.
Is that the Def Chick?
Helen Mirren was in that movie Red something with Bruce Willis and Morgan Freeman and all of them. Red something.
I am a huge
Marley Matlin is who I think.
Marley Matlin. That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I bet you she gives a great hand job. Oh, I love her. I am a huge crush on her.
Oh my God. Marley Matlin.
She's not in the new Fast and Furious 9. Well, you haven't seen it. Maybe.
They're getting to her. They're burning through actors. I'm sure they're going to want some representation.
Working their way down.
Ben Stiller's going to be in it, I saw.
They're just going to put everybody in there who's awesome.
Now, there's a guy that would have thought would be like, I'm never doing a Fast and Furious movie. They must have an amazing
pitch. I hate Ben Stiller.
Really?
Like, this may affect the future. Like,
you might have to get a new hat.
You didn't like Tropic Thunder?
Oh, I'm not a fan of anything he's ever done. If I could be another man, I would be Paul Rudd.
Yeah, oh, me too. I think
that's
he's perfect.
Who I would pick.
He's like in that weird range of just good looking enough to be, you know, women adore him. He's funny enough to be in any kind of comedy, a good enough actor to be in any other kind of serious. You know, He's one of my favorites. Him and Jason Bateman.
Oh, big fan as well.
Yeah.
Who would you switch places with on?
Oh, I'd probably, let me just start, probably
Vin Diesel. See.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I get my fast. I figure, I don't want to steal your top pick. I don't want to step on any of the franchise. I'll let you have those. I don't know. I don't know who would be fun, because this is my only thing, is that some of those guys live just tormented lives, for sure. Sure. Just hounded, so the image that their PR people can form is nowhere near on the level? Like, do they enjoy?
Jesus Christ. Fucking just answer. It's not.
Who's your favorite actor?
It's not. Oh. Yes, they're all.
Well, I don't want to say something, Jeff, and have them come in here and make me do it.
we're not saying you have to leave your family and become another person for real.
Oh, yeah.
Just who do you think is super cool and a great actor? Oh. Who has a cool life?
I like Jason Bateman a lot. I think he does a lot of cool stuff. I also like Jason Statham. Which Jason Statham's had a pretty, like, he's had the type of career that I know people shit on him a lot, but I mean, he basically gets just do ridiculous movies all the time too.
He does.
I hope he wasn't fan. Up in the ranking of your Fast and Furious fantasy picks. I didn't want him to.
But he also, when he wants to, can do a great movie. Like Snatch is one of the all time great movies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that put him on the map. Man, there's a lot of really good ones out there.
I just like that role of not mega super, which I guess Paul Rudd kind of is now.
Dude, he's
an Avenger
mega star.
But yeah. Like Bateman and some of those guys that are kind of just usually supporting role types, but always in great fucking movies.
Robert Downey Jr., I think, got a great deal on that whole Avengers thing because he didn't have to get in insane shape. I'm going to say Robert Downey Jr. That's going to be.
Yeah. I think they gave him a country. Like they like
yeah
he,
I mean,
he
oh
got
he got
so, much,
so
money.
Much money from that for sure.
I think he owns a big part of the Ukraine or something.
I think like they said that the year the year after Iron Man 3 came out, he was still one of the highest paid actors just from making money from the damn Blu-rays and downloads and stuff.
Man, talk about a turnaround. At one time, Robert Downey Jr.
I'm old
was
enough
like,
to
oh, this
seen.
Guy is a fuck up. He's never, like, he's ruined his life. Mm-hmm. There's no coming back from this disaster that he's caused. And
but he has little stories. Like, his dad was getting him high when he was, like, a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, a little kid.
Like, when are you going to start getting your kid high?
I don't know.
You should start early. You should think about it. If you want him to be like have a promising acting career, he's going to have to
want him to be cool.
He has a Flintstone vitamin and a CBD
and just see where he goes with it. Yeah.
If you want him to truly be great, he's going to have to survive some course of tragedy and then bounce back from it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it builds character.
Yeah, I'm going to let his mom mess him up, I think. I'll just let her do that. At least try. At least try.
That's what I did with my kid. Yeah. His mom screamed. Like, you've had enough.
No comment.
No, it'll be me, unfortunately. His mom's super responsible and all over it. So.
Dude, if he's what's that like having a mom that pulls her weight in a relationship?
I know, we kind of
got into
this. It
must be weird raising
a
kid with another person.
It makes you feel like a scumbag to a certain degree. When one person's all over it, you can't help but feel like you're not doing enough ever. Yeah. I mean, and she's fine with all the anything, like the grossest stuff. You know, I'm not quite.
Like
there,
this runny nose and the...
That stuff's not so... But she'll just like, oh, what's that? I don't know. And just like pick it up, whatever. You know, just get it out of here before he eats it or something. We'll worry about what it was later. But yeah, no, it's... I don't know. You guys had to do it alone, though?
Well, I don't know. Our days, mine started off, he was with me half the time. Uh-huh. And then as he started getting older, he was with me most of the time.
Yeah.
And then all the time.
Just by his choice?
It was just... His mom moved away a few times. So, but when she was here and it was 50-50, I liked it because I didn't want any less than that. And I thought I wanted him every day at first. But then I was like, man, this is every other weekend.
I was going to say, I think when I met you, you were doing a 50-50 stint.
Probably.
And you were a pretty happy guy.
Yeah, because I could do all the comedy I wanted, like one out of 2 weeks, basically.
Right.
It was a pretty cool setup.
And Jeff, how sad did your situation get?
I feel like we were together for like the first 2 years.
Yeah.
And then it was just me and him for like the next 2 years. And now it's 50-50. Like it's fine. But yeah, I mean, it's.
Did you enjoy having your own time though?
Because
here's what I felt like not being, you know, and I was the same way. But right before he was two, we got divorced. So I didn't really have a lot of time like co-parenting out of one household. But. I'm like, I feel like the days I do have him, I'm fucking super dad because I'm pretty excited he's here. And I felt like if he was with me every day, some days I'd be like, oh, I wish he wasn't here.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't get to see him all day. So when I do see him, I'm pretty pumped. I wouldn't hold it against anybody, though, that eventually gets sick of seeing their kid that day. I think it's
But he's new. Natural. He's new. Let him, you'll get used to him.
Yeah, he is new. He's so adorable right now, too. I mean, at the age he's at now. So, I mean, once he's, like, calling me a loser in the driveway, I'm sure I'll feel different.
Oh, yeah. I got called what's that? I was watching, he was sick last week, and I was watching anime with him, and I had questions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not the most straightforward genre.
No, I didn't understand what was necessarily taking place.
Yeah, did it happen to be in Japanese?
Oh, all in Japanese.
Okay, so I think that's probably your first point of confusion.
I mean, I could read subtitles in English, but it was still like the style changed halfway through and weird shit would happen. Mm-hmm. And every time I'd have a question, he'd be like, okay, boomer. And I'm like, listen here, I don't call him a motherfucker to his face. In my head, I was calling him a motherfucker. I was like, listen here, like, your grandparents are boomers. I'm just fucking old. Like, I'm not boomer old.
Wait, though. You're Generation X, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys are?
Yeah.
Gen X.
Gen X. We're right in the middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking but cool I got generation. Called boomer like four times to the point it was pissing me off. Like, I was angry.
Well, boomer. You don't have to be a boomer to think anime is weird, by the way.
No, I mean, I think a lot of millennials find anime to be strange. And
difficult to understand.
I didn't mind it. I just want it, like, if I'm going to watch something, I want to know what the fuck's happening. I want some backstory. Yeah.
Why is that happening that guy?
Yeah, what's exactly. That's all. I wasn't like, oh, what? How do TVs work?
I think you're being pretty understanding.
How to work my VCR. Like, I'm not a dumb fuck. Like, I just wanted backstory, and he acted like I was the biggest dumbass in the world for not just knowing what fucking Death Wish was. Eat a dick, man. Chill the fuck out. Like, you're lucky I let you watch that shit in the first place.
Can you name any anime just right off the top of your head other than your sons? I mean, did you have any?
Oh, no. I have zero.
I don't know. I mean, I know Akira. Because I feel like that was a big one that maybe a lot of millennials saw, because that was like sort of a milestone one. But other than that, I
would watch the ones that have nudity in them. Do they still have like the porn anime?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I would watch that.
My son's
are you talking about animated pornography or anime like that has sex scenes in it?
Well, yeah.
Or is there no difference?
I've only seen clips.
Me too.
That's not my search on my Pornhub.
Yeah. Like I've seen clips of it and it looks like anime.
Which I realized the other day I'm way more embarrassed of my YouTube search than my Pornhub search. Like if they were to both be released to the public, like I wouldn't be embarrassed at all by my Pornhub search. There's like
pretty
two categories
fare.
Done. Like my YouTube search, like I was like, who's that kid who earned $20 million last year doing toy reviews? Like those are my fucking weird ass like
children
YouTube
playing
search.
With toys. Like,
how can YouTube. I get rich? Like. But yeah, I was way more because I was trying to find an old video to show my girlfriend, and I hit my history, and it was like eight rappers who lied about their lifestyle.
And just watch that.
She's like, "Is this what you do after I go to bed?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's exactly what I do." I was so embarrassed.
I watched the dumb stuff. Oh,
You can go into a real fucking rabbit hole.
It goes deep for sure.
There's nothing you can't find. Yeah. Which is a beautiful thing.
She goes, I was just happy it wasn't 900 videos of who killed Jeffrey Epstein. I'm over that this month.
I found myself like looking for a scene from a movie, and then they have the other scene from the movie, and then pretty soon I've watched like the whole movie out of order. You know what I mean? I'm just like, why? I've dedicated 45 minutes of watching different scenes from this movie. I should have just made a run at it.
I love it.
Yeah. You know what a weird place I find myself in right now? I just thought about it today. I was like, I have not paid attention to the outside world for the last 4 weeks because I've just been so like focused and busy on getting things going and set up that I was like, I've not looked at what's going on through Twitter, through any form of social media. I have not turned on anything other than Netflix on my TV. Like, we could be at war right now, and I would have no idea. I have no idea what's going on around me in the outside world for the first time in a very, very long time. Like, I don't
know. It sounds like Austin has the correct.
I have some news for you, Todd.
Yeah. We're all going to die before this gets
released. Yeah, there's sort of a bit of a bug going around, buddy.
I have heard the rumors of the coronavirus, but I've not updated it since in the last 4 weeks. So it could have mutated. It could be.
Oh, it's in Indiana. There's like 16 people quarantined
in our state.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, man. I didn't know that.
Well, they're quarantined because they could have it.
But. Now, my lady's been telling me, unless you're like 100 years old, you don't need to be overly concerned.
Right.
But she went to Costco the other day. She wanted me to go, and I'm like, that's outside world. I'm not ready to go back to the outside world yet. I'm just going to stay here. I'll talk to Jeff and Austin and Jessica Osmond. That's the only people I talk to right now. So I'm like, you go. And she goes, and she takes her hours, dude, hours to just get some dog food and a couple other things.
Because it's just packed?
People that are preparing for the apocalypse because of the coronavirus. And she's a health professional, you know, and she come home and she is pissed, like throwing stuff around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on? She's like, people are acting like it's the fucking end of the world. Unless you're 105, it's the flu. It's the flu. That's all it is. And I'm like, oh, is that true? She claims it is.
Oh, no. The doctor discovered it was 35 and he dead.
He died from it?
He died.
Now,
like,
but
a
wasn't
week
that in
ago.
China?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so you never know. I mean, when people disappear in China, you don't know what that's about.
That's true.
You don't know.
I mean, they were harvesting organs from prisoners at one point.
Oh, man.
Selling them in the open market.
Really?
So, yeah, in China.
Well, somebody was on maybe one of my Epstein threads was saying that, you know how they were having all the protests in Hong Kong, that they released this as a way to keep the protesters off the street and keep everybody indoors and get rid of all the protests.
And probably to sell the shit out of stuff at Costco. I bet you these stores are in on it. Look at what happens.
Dude, people are hoarding those masks.
Yeah,
and it's it doesn't keep you from getting it. It only keeps you from giving it to other people.
So you're saying this is canned food people?
And the maker of those masks, they've been sold out forever.
Big soup, big masks.
Fucking 3M, those sons of bitches.
Bottled water.
Big bottled water.
Big bottled water. All that stuff. Bottled water.
Spam. Speaking of, get yourself a big bottle of water.
Yeah, spam.
I know, when it really does happen, I'm going to be underprepared because I won't take it seriously enough until it's too late. And then I'll literally just have to arm myself and hope I can just take other people's stuff.
Yeah, but you own guns.
True.
And you're proficient with a firearm.
And you take their shit. Yeah. You don't have to prepare.
I'm going to hate to be that person, but I'm not going to be prepared enough to be a nice person in the apocalypse. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to be
I think you'd be ready to go for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Me and my whole family were dead. Like, I don't have a gun.
You guys can come
to my
house.
Even if I got a gun, I couldn't load it. I'd shoot myself trying to load it.
I'd get my gun loaded, but I feel like I'd be jumpy. I'd flip out, and one of the neighbors would shoot me just to make the block a little bit safer. And be like, he's not built for this.
My dad wants an apocalypse so bad.
Some people do. Some people want it all to go to shit so bad.
He's been setting back for it for a while. He's got a lot of food. He's got a lot of guns.
A lot of ammunition.
Yep.
At the home show last year, they have these underground bunkers now that are preformed out of fiberglass, and they just come and dig a hole in your backyard.
Yes.
Drop the bunker in, cover it back up, and one day you have an underground bunker with one of those submarine latches that you spin to open to get out. And they have everything from Wi-Fi to water filtration. I mean, you can get them from $10,000 up till $500,000.
Where do you purchase one of these at? Menards?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you can just go online and they'll just come and drop it in your yard. They'll come out with a backhoe, dig you a hole, drop it, and cover it back up, and you're good to go.
Most any good size gun show, they'll have a sales rep there.
Oh, really? I've never been to a gun show.
Like,
submarine door would get me. I'm not going to lie, guys. We ever end up doing this thing at a gun show.
I want a periscope, though. I want to be able to see, it pokes through the surface.
Right. Like a sprinkler head that has a little...
Yeah. It looks clear.
See if there's any zombies.
See all the mutants
probably be
in your yard.
Be a really smart zombie just sitting on top of the periscope that I wouldn't be able to see. He's waiting for me to come out.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but my dad, he really wants one. He had my son into it for a while. My son... One day he mounted a machete on his wall above his bed, just in case, I guess, he could get to that,
Yeah.
If somebody comes in this house, I'll just grab my machete. No, you're going to sleep through your own death. That's what you're going to do.
That machete.
I wake you up
for
school every morning, and you're very difficult to wake up. Yeah, yeah. You're not going to just, what was that? There's a creak on a board or something.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I would so get murdered in my own bed. Like, I sleep through everything.
When I'm out, I'm the same way. That's why I don't even, like, keep a gun where it's close or what. You know, I'm like, wow, like, I'm going to wake up and just.
Oh, see, I'm jumpy, but I'm out of it when I get up. So I'm going to wake up to get into, like, more opportune position to shoot me in or something.
Just in time to feel
you don't have to ruin the mattress. You can just let me sit up and shoot me in the head.
I would rather go in my sleep anyway, so I think it's good I'm a deep sleeper.
Well, the way our bed's set up is her side is against the wall, so I'm, like, out towards the door, mm-hmm. and that's where I sleep. And a few months ago, I came out and saw the oldest daughter just staring at the knife drawer, like, with the drawer open.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, man, if she stabs us in the middle of the night, like, it's just, she's getting me first, like, because I'm closest to the
edge. You're right inside the door. I would assume you're the biggest threat in the household.
Yeah, too. So about halfway through the night, I made Maggie switch me. I was like, hey, I want to sleep against the wall tonight. I'm hot. Like, I want to feel the cold wall. That way, when her daughter came in, got all stabby.
Wear that fate hat, too. Put on the fate hat.
She's like, if my mom's boyfriend wears that stupid motherfucking hat one more time, I'm going to take this bread knife through his throat.
Somebody breaks into your house, you turn the corner, you know, the ninth one just came out.
God damn you,
but I've never really had any kind of close call or break-ins at my house or anything ever in my whole life. And
no.
I always feel like I'm ready for it, but there was recently, if you're thinking about breaking in my house because you're hearing this, just know I have three giant dogs. It changes everything.
Oh, that one dog will maul your fucking head off.
So not too long ago, I'm not easy to wake up, but these dogs woke me up, and it was like they were trying to get through a door and kill somebody. And it's 3 a.m. and I'm like, holy shit, this sounds real. I've never heard these dogs like this before. So I do get a gun, and I'm just in my underwear, and I put on a shirt which is weird that you would, but I was like, I don't really want a burglar to see me like this. Like,
you're afraid to be like, nah, I can take this guy.
I don't know,
you'd rather
let myself go.
Porky Pigot?
Yeah. Like, I don't look as threatening.
That's
as
a tougher look for sure. Nothing says confidence like that
tiny
husky kid in the pool look.
So I get the gun, and I'm really feeling like this is not going to be good. Like, at the very least, someone's breaking into one of our vehicles right now. So, because they won't stop. They just keep going. Like, whatever's there did not run away. So, I round the corner, and I'm kind of half out of it. But I make my way slowly through the kitchen, and I look. And I had fallen asleep and completely forgot that Rich Reagan's comedian friend of mine was supposed to come to my house and spend the night because he was performing in Indianapolis that night and had driven from a gig somewhere in Kentucky to my house. And when I saw him, I was like, oh, holy shit. What a relief. And he saw me like, he's like, I'm not coming in until I know you don't have a gun.
Smart
like yelling through my door. Because he's like, I just could tell. He's like, as soon as I saw your face, I almost like darted away from the window.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kill shot Todd right there.
But that was a real moment where I was like, am I going to, will I kill somebody? Like, if I have to, will I kill this person? Am I going to have to? Like, a lot was going through my brain. And I'm like, Rich, what's up?
I bet you could shoot Rich once, and he'd be cool about it.
I think he would understand.
He's like the type of guy, I think.
Yeah, but if you shot him twice, he'd be pissed.
He'd be pissed. Yeah. Two times?
Mm-hmm.
He would be. Get out of here,
so
Todd.
Upset.
You knew it was him.
God
that
damn
second
it.
Shot.
Now, do you have a gun, Austin?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a gun people?
Yeah, I come from gun people. I shoot a gun. I go shooting. Jen is actually way better at it than I am.
Women are good shots.
Yeah, I mean, she kind of just took right to it. It was pretty impressive. My brother is amazing. My brother has, like, when we go shooting, people stop to watch him.
Really?
Shoot. Oh, yeah. He'll run that target all the way out and dump a whole box of 45s through a hole.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, he's one of the few people that if there's a hostage situation and he starts talking about, like, doing the over-the-shoulder, maybe. If I could do a little baby feint to the right, I'd let him take the shot.
I used to be like that, but now my eyes don't work as well. So the sight's real fuzzy. I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, but so I don't know. I mean, I think my plan is anybody ever breaks in the house, I'm just going to get out the shotgun, fire off a round into the wall, and if they want to hang out and kill me after that, I'm going to die. Like, that's nothing. Do you have a gun?
No, I'm a huge pussy. I've had a gun pulled on me twice. Well, I wouldn't say it was pulled on me. I've been brandished guns on multiple occasions. Kind of where somebody,
hey, just
like,
so you know, I got this.
Yeah,
out
like,
right now.
Hey, yeah. The last time it happened, I lived in a bad neighborhood, and I on street parked, and it was like Tuesday afternoon at like 2 p.m. And I opened my door, and this SUV Navigator like kind of swerves out, and they honk at me because I opened the door into their lane, even though there's no traffic.
Right.
So I just flip them the bird, you know, like as I'm shutting my car door and walking into my house, and I just hear the wheels screech.
Oh.
And then it runs back up the street, and this dude gets out, and he's got a mouthful of gold and like the biggest gun in his hand, and was like, "What was that, motherfucker?" And I was like, "What
Nothing.
Was what? Nothing."
Nothing
and he
sir.
Goes, "Oh, somebody being a little bitch." I was like, "Yes, sir. I am a my hands are up over my head like I'm in a Barney Fife fucking like episode," yeah. And I'm like, "No, sir." And he's like, "So you're a punk bitch?" I'm like, "I am a punk bitch. I am the biggest punk bitch you'll ever meet.
I'm not saying I'm a punk bitch, but I will suck your dick right now."
And I'm like backing you into my house going, "I'm sorry, I suck. I'm a bitch. You're right. I'm a punk ass bitch. Please don't fucking shoot me. I'm a punk ass bitch."
Oh, that guy got that car, was like, "I love this gun.
I know.
I love this gun. This gun's doing everything I thought it would do."
And I'll be honest, for the next 2 hours, I was like, "I'm going to get a gun. I'm never going to feel like this again." I was shaking for like an hour and a half, and like, I'm like, if he fucking shot, you know, all these scenarios are running through my head, and I'm like, I don't, as a man, like feeling this insecure, and like, but then I was like, what am I going to do? Fucking pull out a gun and have a gun battle over me flipping him off opening my door? Like, "Oh, why'd you shoot that guy dead?" "Oh, well, I flipped him off and he pulled a gun and I felt threatened, so I pulled a gun. I got the draw, so he's dead. And now
I'm alive."
Yeah, now
like
I
it's
have
the old
to live
West.
With his guilt of killing him over me flipping him off.
You know what would be funny is if he was like some real high-level college professor at Butler or something, and after he passed you, he stopped and put in like a fake gold thing.
Yeah. All right.
He's like, "I'm going to scare the shit out of this white guy."
Oh, he scared the fuck out of me. It was very scary.
What kind of gun was it? Do you know?
Oh, I have
shiny
no idea.
One?
A big black one. A big black gun. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think if, I mean, Todd, you would know. Basically, if somebody has a gun pointed at you, you're done.
It
right?
wasn't.
I mean, that's like you can't
pointed
pull a move.
At me. It was just kind of like
waved up in
waved
the air,
like down to the side, like
just
hey,
casual.
What the fuck, you
just
know?
So you know.
And man, my voice immediately starts cracking. I'm sorry, I'm a bit like cracking and going
so
up
sorry.
9 octaves, and like my mouth is dry, like just it was so embarrassing. But I didn't get shot, so winner.
That's a good day.
Well, how long ago was this?
It probably about 4 years ago.
Gotcha. I'm trying to think. So it's like fast 6, fast 7. That's going down.
Woo! Thanks, awesome.
Just gauge it by this, how you count decades.
Yes, Fast and the Not So Furious would be my franchise.
This past weekend, a bunch of my Marine Corps friends that I hadn't seen in 25 years.
Oh, no. Marine Corps reunion. This
And they're all, so two of the guys I went to boot camp with in my same platoon, we went to combat training school together. And went to military police school together. It was like we were together for like 7 months in a row there. And hadn't seen them since, like 25 years. And then there was another guy that was in MP school with us only. And to see him. They're all cops now, by the way. All cops in Illinois. So I'm in Springfield. They get together and drive down to the show. And man, they got fucked up. Because they got there before the first show. Went out drinking in town first.
Yeah.
Came an hour, got to the club an hour before, because I said, "Well, meet me at the club." And they drank for an hour before the show. And they got to a point where I was like, they weren't even supposed to go. They had tickets for the late show. And I was like, "You should trade those tickets in for the early show." Because I was like, "You're not going to make it to the late show."
You're not going to make it to the late show.
So he did that. And then afterward, they have to sit in there and drink until I'm done with the late show. So they're like seven, 8 hours into drinking. And I walk out, one of them's passed out at the table. The others are feeling real good, you know. And so the one guy, he disappears on us. We just turn around, he's gone. I'm like, maybe he's getting sick of the bathroom or something. They go to the bathroom, not there. So we're like, well, he's just gone, you know. Maybe he got an Uber or something, who knows. And then we go outside at some point to the patio, and he is out there standing in the middle of the street in front of the hotel waiting on an Uber. And I can see his gun.
Oh, under his these shirt. Guys are carrying?
Not even this guy was. Not even like a little gun, like full size like service weapon.
He didn't have like a little lady pistol. No,
and his shirt's like bulging out, and he can barely stand. Yeah. And I was like, should we go get that gun off of him before he gets in an Uber? What? And they're like, nah, he'll be fine.
He'll be good.
Right. I'm like, what if he loses his gun? That's I've lost my gun before. It's a big deal.
Oh, like, yeah. Shit.
So I'm like, maybe we should take it from him and just put it in my truck.
Why? Is that a career ender, losing your gun?
Nah, it depends how. Mine, I left it on top of my car.
Apparently not, because old Todd's
Hold on,
in the game.
I haven't heard the story yet.
I was doing a little uniform change.
Yeah,
early in my career.
So you're talking you're issued.
Yes.
And am I being stupid? Do they issue you a gun?
They do give you a gun.
At that time, they issued us two guns, a medium-sized one and a big one, right? So when you're in uniform, you want your big one. If you're a detective, they give you a little smaller version of it, a Beretta.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you ever have a little ankle guy, like a little 38 or something?
I went by my own. I have a whole bit about, which is true, losing it during a door kick. But
oh, man.
So I had this medium-sized gun because I was a detective. I had to go down for court. I had to drive like an hour and a half away where I was uniform trooper because some case I worked on went to trial finally.
Yeah.
So I had to go testify. So I'm wearing like detective shit when I get there. I had the little gun on. And then I was working part-time security, so I had to change clothes, get in the security uniform to go up and work at the fucking Menards in the hood, which was way more dangerous than my regular police job. So I put on this uniform, put on the other gun, and I had set my little gun on top of the car. And forgot about it. Evidently, I get through Osgood, Indiana, this little farm town.
Oh, yeah.
Get to a stop sign, and some guy gets out of his truck behind me and runs up, and he goes, hey, you lost that black box that was on top of your car. It fell off about a mile and a half back that way. And I was like, lockbox. And then it occurred to me, that's my fucking gun.
And was it in a holster or just sitting like raw?
It was inside the pants holstered, like, but just like a, you know, it's fabric.
Yeah.
And then it had a little inside belt clip. You could shove it in your waistband. So I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Mile and a half back, it's nothing but cornfields that way.
Right.
So I go back, of course, I'm like, I don't even know where to begin to look. I don't see it in the roadway anywhere. So I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm going to have to fucking tell people. So I call the post and I'm like, listen, this is what happened. I tell them, and like they had 20 troopers dedicated for the rest of the day out there looking for my gun. It went on for 3 days. They finally found it. About hit the fucking road and shot off like a golf ball. Ended up like one row deep, just right at the edge of a cornfield. And all I had was some little bitty nick at the bottom of the handle, like where the magazine goes in. The only damage to it. Yeah.
Damn.
I got a couple of days off for it, but kept my job. Damn.
So
did you see that FBI agent who did a flip at a wedding and his gun went off?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I remember thinking that is really stupid.
That guy should have got fired.
Yeah.
I think he
shot somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody hit somebody. Yeah. I mean, so some people are stupid.
They have 20 officers dedicated to finding your gun. Are you one of those
20? I'm the biggest
20s,
case of the week.
Or are they like, no, you go the fuck home.
Yeah.
You've done enough.
They're like, you get your ass back to Indianapolis.
Good hustle out there, buddy. Why don't you go ahead and...
Three days.
I don't know if 20 were out there every day, but the initial day, yes. And then the search continued. And on
Until the third day, someone
found it at the edge of that cornfield.
Because the last thing you want is a kid to find it and shoot somebody.
Exactly.
Or a criminal to rob a bank and murder somebody with it.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah. So it was like all hands on deck.
And so this guy.
And I had only been on like 2.5 years. I'm like, I am so fired.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised on like Cops and Live PD, and granted, I'm sure it's edited some of it, how quickly when people ditch a gun or drugs, how they're like, oh yeah, they're right over here, and they just shine a light, and there's a gun sitting next to the drugs. Right. And I'm like, either they're really good or they just laid a gun and some drugs there. Like, it's like almost too, you know, they're running through an alley for 20 minutes and they're like, oh yeah, I found the gun. It's right over here. It's like, how the fuck?
Let's go back and shoot that one part over again. Yeah. And we'll just find it real
they're
fast.
They're like, oh, we found it up on top of that guy's garage. It's like, how did you find that? I'm always so impressed. They always find the gun.
Yeah, you're right.
Or they don't show that clip.
Yeah. Did you find the gun? No. Damn it. Useless.
Yeah, we can't use this. Is that the only gun you lost?
I had the one I lost on my ankle, but, you know, I knew where it went. Went inside the dude's house when I kicked the door. Yeah.
That had to have been so scary to have the cops kick in the door and basically a small gun flies into the middle of the room and you're just thinking, this is it. This is how they kill me. Yeah. This is it.
Yeah, because it had to look like I just kicked it open and just pitched it in there real quick and shut the door again.
He's got a gun.
Put down the gun, sir.
I don't have a gun. What the hell? Yeah, it's like a scene from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Like, you really like would never expect it.
No.
So are you feeling better now that you're on the caffeine again?
Yeah, I just can't do without the cups. I don't think it's my favorite thing in the world right now. I've gone periods of time with no pop.
Yeah.
And for some reason been
it's
fine.
It's addicting. I mean, for sure. It's a amazing rush.
I don't know what it is right now that I think it's just I feel I need it because I'm tired all the time.
Yeah.
So my body's like, get some caffeine and sugar right now. But I've got to stop. I can't
do it
forever. I haven't been to the dentist in like 5 years.
I didn't go for 9 years one time.
I didn't.
No cavities.
I don't even want
to go. I didn't go for 9 years and they had to rip three of my teeth out of the back of my head.
That's what I'm afraid is going to happen.
Oh, man.
I'm going Wednesday for a root canal. So looking forward to that.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Good times. Although
I hate the dentist.
Not to brag, but my girlfriend's brother-in-law is a dentist. So now I got
lucky.
The fucking hookup.
Isn't that weird though? Aren't you afraid of like regularly seeing somebody who knows how gross your mouth is?
You know what? I walked in day one and I was like, dude, my mouth is a wreck. Like I've done every drug known to man. I've had well water growing up. Like my mouth is a shithole. And he's like, I can handle it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's
seen
worse.
I've been a shithole mouse before.
It's got such a gross job.
Oh, I know. I could not do that.
Like when you're talking to a dentist, you think maybe you can startle him, but it's kind of like going up to a Vietnam War vet and be like, this bar is pretty rough.
I've seen it all, kid.
It's going to get pretty crazy in there. Yeah. I think I'll be all right. Yeah. So, yeah, I hate the dentist so much, dude. I don't think I have any. Yeah, I have a fear of heights. That's horrible. I have that phobia. But going to the dentist, it's almost a phobia.
I didn't know you had a fear of heights.
Oh, dude. And it's this thing where it's beyond that. It's I literally feel the compulsion to jump.
Whoa.
Off of a... Like, no, I mean,
I think that's attraction.
I see myself...
That's not a fear of heights.
Like, I can feel my... Like, oh, what would happen if you just ran off there right now and just jump? I just feel that happening. I don't know if it's a response to the fear that I will fall.
Yeah. And so let's just do it, get it over with.
Yeah, my brain be like, oh, no, it's not that bad. Look, you can do this. But, I feel I don't like being close to the edge of anything. Even if I'm in a tall building, like one time they put me in an office at the ATF building. It's like ninth floor downtown. And my desk right against the glass. And then you just look straight down. And I couldn't sit at that. I was like, I can't sit at that desk, man. No. All I do is see myself jumping through this window right now at all, like the whole time.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's like our friend Bauer's talking about whenever he has scissors, all I can imagine is him cutting his dick off with them.
What?
What? Yeah, I've never had that conversation phobia. With him.
He has this weird fear of scissors. He doesn't like to be around him because when he sees him, he actually sees like himself like grabbing them and cutting his dick off.
What you okay? Mark my words, you will cover him either on 1041 or Dockheads at some point if he's talking shit like that. That is crazy.
He's said this countless times. It's a real thing that goes through his head, and I kind of understand it because I. Like feel like, oh, I'm gonna jump off here. I won't be able to keep myself from jumping off the top of this house or whatever. And I've roofed before, but I feel it the whole time. I'm never comfortable on any, like on a tall ladder, I'm not comfortable.
Oh yeah.
Have you roofed?
Yeah.
I feel like, is that just something like every dude from the South Side's done, has done some roofing?
Yeah, pretty much.
I've roofed like two or three houses of my family.
Is it roofed or roofed?
I'm stupid.
Where I'm from, it's roofed.
Roofed.
I roofed it.
And by say I roofed it.
I roofed it.
I carried shingles on my shoulders up a very tall ladder
to
for skilled people.
Yes.
And I would throw one shingle at a time in front of the guy with skill, and he would put them in place.
Right.
I saw the guys across the street from me throw up a new roof, and it was insane how fast a crew that knows what they're doing.
Oh, it's amazing.
And I mean, they're up there, too, and they're just shooting all around.
Well, some of these new houses you see when they have these huge crews, they like totally roof a house in like 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. And those dudes will be up there on a slope, on a pitch that I'm just like, how are you standing and not falling straight down the side? I'm terrified.
They must have the strongest calves in the world.
I bet they have beautiful calves.
I went to the Stratosphere in Vegas, and I'm so afraid of heights. When I got off the elevator, my knee, like my legs gave out, and I just went to the floor, and I had to like army crawl over to the edge.
Have you been on the Stratosphere?
And I was like, nope, I'm going back down. You guys have fun.
Well, you know how horrible it is.
Right.
I let my friends talk me into going up to the top deck. And I'm up there, and the sons of bitches grabbing me. Think it'd be funny. I freaked the fuck out.
Did you go on the thing that shoots you up?
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't. I couldn't even take a step up that high. I had to just crawl back into the elevator.
I literally thought I was going to die because it's like drop zone.
Outside.
Down on the side of this building. You see helicopters flying beneath where you are.
Yes.
That's how high it is. Like, you're almost in the clouds.
Yeah, my wife and her twin sister at the time did it.
And it's a roller coaster, right?
Well, there's two things. One's one of those shoot it up, and then the other's a roller coaster that goes around the outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I believe that they shut that down.
I think they did. I just went on the one where like the bottom drops out and you just fall and it stops and it shoots you back up.
Yeah. On the needle of the
You guys ever been
highest
skydiving?
Point in Vegas.
No.
Never been skydiving.
You?
I did that, and what's weird about it is that your ability to sense heights doesn't even come in. I think it's like too high.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't have any sensation of being high up at all. It's just sort of, it looks like a painting going by, and then you dive out the door.
Because everything's so tiny.
I think it's like beyond your frame of reference. Because, I mean, really think about it. Once you get like, 25 feet up in the air, you could die.
Right.
So, I mean, what's the difference between, 15,000 and 50 feet? You know, I mean, it's...
Was it cool? Like
it was amazing. Yeah, it's great. I'll probably never do it again, but...
I don't think parachuting would bother me as much. It's like literally being on a... Well, I guess you're kind of on an edge. You're getting ready to jump out. But at least I know I have a parachute.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that it always works. I did... One of the first things I ever did as a police officer was cover a parachuting accident at the Greensburg, Indiana, little municipal airport. She was an instructor, and her chute didn't open. The reserve didn't work. She was the camera person, filmed the whole thing herself.
Jesus.
All the way down.
Oh.
I wasn't even on my own yet. I was riding with a trooper trainer guy, and it's like, oh, we got to go to the airport. I guess somebody's chute didn't open on this parachute jump, and I'm like, what?
What?
Whoa. Let's go.
Oh.
Yeah.
So was it a tandem that you did?
Yeah, I was doing like news segments at the time. I was a cameraman, and so there's a big thing out in eastern Indiana called the Boogie.
Uh-huh.
So we went out there to cover it, and the news anchor I was with was going to jump and do a whole deal. And so they're like, oh, do you want to go too? Thought, okay. I filmed like a 35-minute instructional thing for the anchor, like as they're going through this stuff. My guy's like, here, put this harness on. It'll be cool, man. That was it. That was all I did. They put like suits and everything on everybody. I just went.
Did you camera it? Did you video?
No, they actually had like a camera guy dive. So, I mean, I just basically got to go for free. It was cool, but I figured awesome. I'm with like maybe almost my instructor was a little too cool for my taste. Like, I, you know how you're asking the movie star question? Yeah. I'd be this guy if I could be anybody. Guy? Like, he was.
I would be interested to see how I would feel doing it because I am scared of heights, but like being on airplanes doesn't bother me. I've been on helicopters, they don't bother me. So I don't know. I think I might be okay with that.
Now, my son last year, well, for the last couple of years, he's been taking flying lessons. This,
when I saw that, that blew my mind.
And he had his first, like, flight and with where he was the pilot and then his instructor was the co-pilot. But it's in, like, a four-person Cessna. And so I was in the back seat by myself. Losing my fucking mind.
Did you have your pants all packed up to throw away when you got to the ground?
Well, it was one of those things that I was so scared, but I can't let my kid go and crash and watch it and be like, oh man, I probably should have been on that thing. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like if he's going down, I have to go down with him, even though I'm. So it dawns on me, he sits in the pilot seat, and he's like, well, where are you going to sit to the instructor? He goes, I'm sitting in the co-pilot seat. I got you. But the co-pilot, the instructor, is gigantic. And it dawns on me, like, oh, fuck, if he has a heart attack and dies while we're up in the air, I can't move him into the back. Never did. It just now dawned on me I could move my kid to the back and fucking climb up there.
Can you fly?
No.
Okay.
What does it do you to occupy that seat?
I figure they can tell me what to do.
Just for the record, Jeff, if we're ever in a crashing plane and there's an 11-year-old with some basic flight knowledge, I'm voting him into the pilot's chair. I don't care.
I figure he's better with gadgets and shit.
But it was absolutely fucking terrifying.
Oh,
and
man,
like
that's
every
a lot of
road
trust.
You go over, like the plane just shoots up like 15 feet from the heat, whatever, from the roads. And it's a small plane. So yeah, you're just going all the time.
Were you crop dusting?
What were you on a bombing run? Like, why were you down that low?
No, even when you're thousands of feet, like,
oh, really?
Well, I have no idea how high we
even went. That high it has.
Yeah,
effect.
You could see, you could feel the whole plane just that's jump up like 15 feet and then come back down.
That's
and,
crazy. I didn't know that.
But
that
we flew crazy. All over the city, and I, oh, man, the takeoff was terrifying. The landing, I'm like, well, at least when we hit, if we start flipping and spinning, at least I'm on the ground. Like,
yeah.
I came in somewhat right.
So your son's 12?
Yeah, he was 11 at the time.
11 when he started.
Well, he started when he was 8. But he got his first.
What?
They trained out at the airport in like a simulator for years before he ever did a.
Is this like a club where he goes to school or something? How do you get involved in
it? It's a program you can just sign your kids up for.
Oh, shit.
So, wow.
Which, in all honesty, I had nothing to do with. That was all his mom. She found it. She was behind all of it.
Is he going to be a pilot?
That's the funny thing. He's colorblind, so he can't be a pilot.
Really?
Like,
It doesn't matter.
But they let him fly?
Well, with an instructor.
Gotcha. Oh, man, that sucks.
He can't legally ever have his pilot's license because he's colorblind.
When did he find out he was colorblind?
I have no idea. Probably first. We knew it when he signed
up. Remember in elementary school they give you the colorblind
test? Yeah, it was like first or second grade. Yeah.
How much must you have to love anime to be into anime while you're colorblind?
I didn't even think about it.
He's just there for the drawings.
You wrapped it all up, baby. I love it. Nice bow.
That was. All right, so this is what you can look forward to. Nothing fancy, just us talking about our weeks, maybe the world around us. It's what you get. There's no rules here in Funtown. Just show up, have a good-ass time. We'll see you next week. We're out.